back. It has been a long time since I have done a podcast. I'm so sorry to take these breaks in between. A lot of it's not because anything traumatic is happening. It's just that this here, like doing this, is hard. Not hard in the sense that I can't do it, but to consistently make content, you really have to be intentional. And sometimes I'm not always confident about what I'm putting out there or how it's going to be perceived. So that's why a lot of times there's a lull in between the podcast. And honestly, I don't want to put something out there that I have to force. When it comes to creativity, I like for things to be very organic and for it to happen as an extension of myself. So with that being said, hello, it's your girl B. I'm back. Hopefully I will be more consistent about putting these this podcast out here. My goal is to try to do this at least twice a week, and then also to be able to bring in some guests. So what I wanted to talk about tonight was I wanted to talk about giving God your complete yes, because I realized today that I have not done that. It's something that I desire to do, because when you see people who authentically have given God their complete yes, you see how blessed their life is. Not because they have lots of material things, but because they have a peace. They have such a peace, and they know how to rely on their faith. And so that is something that I have always struggled with, because a lot of times when things happen and, you know, you kind of get shipwrecked or you go back to old habits and you become ashamed. And you don't want to tell the people who have been rooting for you and helping you along the way, hey, you know what? I took a wrong turn here. I was going great. I was doing good. And, you know, somehow I made a wrong turn. And now I'm down this road that is familiar, but it's not familiar. Like, it's familiar because of the fact that, you know, I know what it's like to get off track, but it's not familiar because, you know, I haven't had to deal with this in a long time. So, you know, I had a come to Jesus moment, you know, had to come to Jesus and talk to him and say to God, hey, I mean, even though he already knows I don't have it figured out, however, I needed to say that out loud. Like, God, I don't have this figured out. Like, there are things that I want to accomplish. I'm still trying to figure out what my purpose is. And it makes me mad because it's like, at this point, I shouldn't still be trying to figure out, like, God, what is it that you want me to do? Like, because I have not been walking in my purpose since when I first knew God, a lot of people have probably missed out on the path that they were supposed to take because I wasn't in my assignment. And so my prayer was, you know, God, I don't want to not be in my assignment. I don't want to not be in my place. I don't want someone to miss out on you because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. that was, you know, my prayer. My prayer was, God, I want to give you my complete yes. And I realized that it's not going to be sunshine and roses and sunflowers all the time. Like, sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable and it's going to hurt. And it's going to take, you know, me really being intentional about the yes. Because the moment that you say yes is when the enemy is going to come along and present these options to you. And it can be intimidating. It can be a very vulnerable space to be in when you're like, I know what faith is. I know how to apply it. But at the same time, like, I'm scared. Like, I'm afraid that, and sometimes we just have to be, I don't want to cry, but it makes me emotional because I think sometimes as believers, we try to put up this facade that we have to be so strong, and it's okay to be weak. God can work with that. He can mold that. You know, when the scriptures say God is the potter and we are the clay is not already hard when he's molding it. It's soft. I hope I'm using the word right, but it's palatable. Like, it's soft. It's broken down. It is not where it yet should be. He has to give it form. He has to give it shape. Right now, it's just on the wheel. It's a mold. And so, like, when we try to make it seem like we're so strong and we, you know, nothing can break us. Like, no, it's a lot of things that can break me. Like, I'm not strong. I want to be strong. That is the goal. That is what I hope for, you know, not just for myself, but I want to be able to be strong for others. You know, when they aren't able to be strong for themselves, I can say, here, I got you. I can offer you some of my strength. I can offer you hope that you can make it to the other side. And so I think sometimes we think that we can't say, okay, God, like, this is hard. I don't know that I can do this. I don't know that I'm going to be able to make it beyond this point. And I know for me, it has always been a struggle. It's like I love God. I read his word, you know, I pray, I can worship in my heavenly language, and still a lot of times I'm afraid that if I let go completely, God, you might not have me. You might not catch me if I fall. And sometimes as believers, we have to be able to admit that. We have to be able to admit that, you know, like, God, in this area, this place, in this space that I'm walking into that is unfamiliar to me, I'm afraid that if I step out, you don't have me. And I know people always give the example of, like, you know, when Peter was walking on the water and you know, Jesus encouraged him, you know, to step out on the water. You know, so mentally in my head, I know that Jesus got me. Well, I should say, let me take that back. In my heart, I know that Jesus has me. But in my head, I'm afraid to like step out. Like even me doing this, coming back to this podcast, because I've done this, I have restarted this podcast like 3 times. And like today, I'm just being transparent. Like I'm just talking from, just really talking from my heart and just being transparent. And so like I have restarted this podcast like 3 times. You know, the first time, you know, I did it by myself. I was excited with something new. Then the second time I was like, you know, hey, I want to do this with someone, you know, like I got my sister, like we going to talk about real stuff. And then the third time, this time, you know, like even before when I was thinking about this, I'm like, I want to pull somebody else in, but it's like, no, I got to do this by myself because this is, I feel like this is what I was meant to do. You know, I was meant to be able to speak about my faith and the journey and what that journey looks like. I mean, granted, for everybody, it's different. Everybody doesn't have the same experience, but I know that I'm not the only person who feels this way. And so I have these conversations. I have these conversations with God all the time. And this time I just decided to jump out there and record it because I am quite tired of being afraid. Excuse me, y'all. This is very emotional for me. When I say this is probably the most transparent I have ever been as far as a public platform and putting this out for everyone to hear. And it is making me so emotional, but it's okay because I really want people to hear my heart. And I really want people to know that if you have this feeling, if you are a believer, even if you're not a believer, like, you know, if you have this feeling like there's more for me to do, and I know that there's more for me to do, but I'm scared to step out there. Like, just know that you're not alone. And something that, you know, something that I heard Pastor Michael Todd say on his YouTube channel, he said it's crazy until it happens. You know, like when you step out and you decide you're going to do something that no one else has done before, or you step out and you're going to do something that, you know, people would think that, like, you're going to do that. And, you know, people look at you like, you know, that's crazy. And it's like, yeah, it's crazy until it happens. It's crazy until I step out there and do it. And so, you know, I just said, you know, I have all these conversations. I have all these thoughts in my head, and I don't put it out there. You know, it's just here within the walls of my bedroom. And it's like, they have to go somewhere because people need to hear this. These are conversations, I feel like, that need to be had. Like, it is scary, you know, to say, okay, this is something that I feel like God is pushing me to do. Like, go do this. This is what's in your heart. This is the lane that you are in. Step out. And then it's like, God, if I step out, am I gonna drown? Because I, you know, it's like you feel like you feel like you need to know for sure. Like, God, I need to know that if I step out on the water, that there's a plank underneath me. Like, I don't want to step out on the water and then I drown. Although, I'm not going to drown because I know how to swim. Now, unless there's a current coming along to take me under, you know, it's like, well, God, I can swim. But even if I know how to swim, I just want to know that if I step out here and I do this, Lord, do you have me? Do you got my back? And so sometimes that can be the difficulty with stepping out on faith. Like, and it's easy to say it. It's easy to say it. You know, especially in the church, we know how to say all kinds of cliches. We know how to, you know, quote all kinds of scriptures. And many times, most of us are not even living the scriptures that we quote. We don't even encourage ourselves. We don't even encourage ourselves. I was having a conversation earlier today, and the person that I was talking to, he said, when it comes to church, like, when I come to church, I want to have, what word did he use? Excuse me, because it escapes me right now. I want to have, I don't know why the word invitation is like, like coming across my brain, but it's not invitation, a visitation. That is what it is. Thank you, Lord. See, I needed one word to get to the other word. It'd be like that sometimes. And hey, in this podcast, it's not going to be perfect. Until I get to the place where God, you know, has opened up doors and I have a whole production team, like, this is what you're going to get. So I hope you still enjoy it anyway. But, you know, he said, when I come to church, I expect to have a visitation from God. And I was like, yes. But I was like, let me interject. Because a lot of times, if you aren't having those visitations on a regular basis, like if you're not constantly seeking God, you're not in your prayer closet, or, you know, you're not spending time with the Lord, then when you come on Sunday morning to church, you're depleted. You are absolutely empty, and you probably have been running on E for a very long time. And a lot of times it's hard to fill you up. It's hard for God to fill you up in just an hour. Because, like, you have to, like, your spirit is so dehydrated. Like, you need more than just an hour to really gain your strength. I'm not saying that God can't do it. With all things, God, you know, with God, all things are possible. However, what I am saying is that you put the burden on the Lord to fill you up, thinking that that's going to sustain you through the whole week. And it won't, if you're not doing the things that are necessary to stay full. I think I heard someone say, I don't know if I saw this on Facebook, or, and I don't remember who said it. So, you know, I apologize. I'm not stealing anybody's stuff. But I heard someone say, you know, you eat every Sunday. I mean, like, you eat every day. You don't go the whole week without eating and then eat on Sunday and then think that what you ate on Sunday is going to sustain you for the whole week. Like, you eat every day to replenish yourself. And so as we do in the natural, we need to do in the spirit. Like, we need to be replenishing ourselves daily. And I am the biggest, like, God rebuked me. Like, when I said that, you know, God, like, God rebuked me, because it's like, I don't do that. And I'm not afraid to admit, like, my flaws. Like, I'm not afraid to say, hey, I don't be in my prayer closet. Not because I don't know how to pray. Not because I don't want to pray. I don't be in my prayer closet because I'm not even gonna lie, I feel silly. I feel silly, and I feel I feel awkward. Like, you know, I feel awkward because it's like, you think about it, like, when people say prayer closet, like, you think about it, like, okay, so, like, what am I supposed to be? Am I supposed to be on my knees? Am I supposed to sit Indian style? Like, am I supposed to have my hands, like together? Am I supposed to, like, just be like, yo, God, like, what's up? Do I say Heavenly Father? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all these things. Like, how do I come to you, God? Like, in my prayer closet. So then, that's a thing. Like, I can talk to God like I'm talking right now. I can talk to him like this, like, yo, like, Lord, please help me. However, like, when you talk about, like, oh, people who be like, oh, I get up and I pray at 6:30 every morning. What do you, what? Like, how, what does that prayer look like? Like, are you laying in your, you know what I'm saying? I just be thinking to myself, like, okay, so, like, if you do this every morning, like, do you lay in the bed? Like, when you get up, do you, like, say a prayer right there? Like, do you, like, fall on your knees next to your bed and, like, you pray, then you pray like that? Or, like, or is it just throughout the morning, you're just up and just, you know, like, just talking with God? You know, I feel like, of course, I'm not knocking anyone's prayer life or how they do prayer. I'm not knocking that at all. However you do prayer that makes it comfortable for you, then that's great. I'm just saying, I haven't found that yet. And I feel like this process that I'm about to go through is me finding how to do what works for me. Me stepping out there and saying, all right, this is what my prayer, this is what my prayer looks like. And then on top of that, you know, you can feel vulnerable praying. And then next thing you know, you're crying. The next thing you know, you're speaking in tongues. And you know, it's like, I didn't grow up seeing that. Like, the times that I saw those things happening, we were at church. We were in a church service. I didn't hear those things at home. And to my parents who raised me, like, there's no shade to them. I'm pretty sure they, you know, they prayed earnestly in their prayer closet, but they weren't, you know, they weren't people who, they weren't people who did it out loud. You know, like, I have friends who be like, you know, like, yeah, I grew up, like, my mother would be praying, she'd get the oil. Like, I ain't had that. I didn't have that. Like, we knew my parents were devout believers, and they lived by the word. We knew that. But, like, as far as, like, something happened, like, my parents, they weren't breaking out no oil and praying them. They might have took me to church. They might have took me to the church building and we had prayer with the pastor, but they wasn't breaking it out themselves. And so I realized, like, you know, as a parent, you know, here I am, I'm raising kids, and I need to be the change that I want to see in them. I need to be the example of. And I'm not ashamed. Not ashamed of Christ. I'm not ashamed of being a believer. I'm not ashamed of talking about Jesus. I'm not ashamed to pray. I'm not ashamed to worship, because it is a part of me. It's in me. I can do it. You know, if the atmosphere is set, I can go into worship easily. But sometimes it can be intimidating in this process when you say, okay, Lord, I'm going to give you my complete yes. And you don't know what that looks like. Because, you know, when you say that, God is like, all right, you give me your complete yes. Your life is about to change. You don't know what that's going to look like. Because now you got to completely trust the Lord. You say, okay, Lord, like this right here, it's messed up. How are we going to fix that? And for me, I'm the type of person, like, you got to spell it out. Like, I need you to, I can't be dealing with any obscurity, any ambiguity. Like, I need you to be, like, spell it out for me. I need to be able to write it down on paper. I need to see the vision. I need to make it plain. I'm one of the ones who need to be able to run and not faint. Like, I can't, you know, like some people, they can work off of a piece. I can't work off of a piece. I need the whole thing. Now, I understand that I'm not going to necessarily see the end of whatever God is going to do in my life. I'm going to get some of it in part. But like the part that I get, I need that to be not blurred. I need to be able to have clarification on what I'm looking at, because that's going to help me be intentional about my target. I want to be an arrow. But I don't want to be an arrow that does not have a target. Because like if you're an arrow that doesn't have a target, when you're released, you just go in any direction. You don't have any intention. You just open space. And I don't want to be an open space anymore. Like I want to have a specific target. I want to be intentional about the direction that I'm going in. And so me coming back to this platform is that first step. I feel like tonight God nudged me to step out, put it out there. Regardless of my own fear or how I feel people may respond or react to it. It's not about that. It's not about that. And a lot of times when people be like, oh, I don't care what people think. No, you actually do. you actually do. Because if you didn't care about what people think, you would be doing what you're supposed to be doing and not holding back. And a lot of times, I know for me, even though I may say, like, I ain't worried about what people think. And to some degree, that's true depending on the context of what you're talking about. There's some things that I completely don't care about what people say, and I'm gonna do what I'm going to do in that area. And then there's other areas where it's like, I ain't really worried about what nobody say. However, I'm not going to do this because how will people respond? And so, you know, my goal is to be able to put out content that is honest and authentic and comes from a real place. And I can only share my journey and my experience. And I hope that it resonates with others who may be in the same the same space. Like, we can figure it out together. We can figure it out together. I definitely love the Lord. And I definitely believe in his word. However, I'm not going to act like I'm some super Christian and that I don't make mistakes and I don't have flaws. Like, I have flaws. I have a lot of them. And God is still working on me to get rid of them and to bring some balance to my life. And I don't want to get back to the place where I'm so emotionally stressed that I don't seek his help because I feel like I'm too far out there for him to help me. Or I feel like it's nothing that he's going to be able to do. And that's real talk. Like, that's real talk. Like, sometimes you feel like that. You be like, Lord, I mean, I know you said you could help me in the times of trouble. However, like, I'm in trouble and I don't even think you about to help me get out. Like, what you about to, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you got to come to God like that. Like, what you about to do, Lord? Like, I'm giving you my complete yes. So now I need to see the action. I need to see stuff moving. I need to see you moving in my life because I said yes to you. So I need you to show me why I said yes. And I don't think God gets mad at that. Like, we as believers, we got to stop being so uptight. Not all of us, but some of us got to stop being so uptight. God has a sense of humor. And God is, he's not intimidated by our honesty. He's not. He is not intimidated by us being honest with him. He actually, he advocates for that. He wants your honesty. He wants you to come in and say, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't worry about how you talk to him. God knows you. And eventually, if you keep talking to him, the Holy Spirit will teach you how to come before him. But he's not going to turn you away because you didn't fold your hands together and say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be that name." Like, he's not going to turn you away. Like, yo, Lord, like, look, I'm here. And I'm saying this, but like, this is my prayer. Like, all right, Lord, like, I'm here. I decided today that I'm going to stop playing around because this world is not getting any better. I'm trying to make it to heaven. I need my kids to be going to heaven. Like, I need to be a better example. I need to be able to provide for them. There are things in my life that I want. And so in order for it to happen, I need to be on the right path. I need to allow you to lead me. And so in order for you to lead me, I have to be willing to surrender my will. And that's hard, especially if you're somebody who has been doing your own thing for a long time. Even when you know, like, doing my own thing gets me into trouble. Like, it does not work well for me, and yet I still can't seem to, like, open my hands and say, Lord, I surrender. Like, y'all don't understand. Do y'all know how many times I have surrendered to the Lord just to snatch it back, just to renege? I surrender. And then, you know, 2 or 3 weeks later, or a month later, I bring it back. Because now I have become distracted. And at this point, like, I'm almost 40, y'all. I'm too old to be distracted still. Like, I'm too old to be distracted. Like, I want to walk in my purpose and be successful and provide for my family and be able to, you know, be able to get whatever it is that my kids need, be able to get whatever it is that I need, be able to bless others when I see that they need something. Like, if I'm eating, I want my family that's around me to eat. Nobody should have to suffer. And they miss out because I'm not in my assignment. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Oftentimes, the Lord rebukes me a lot. A lot of times I know that He's rebuking me, and I just don't. I'm like, okay, Lord, and then I just keep moving. But today I had to really reflect, like, God be rebuking me a lot, especially when it comes to my kids. Like, the way that I fuss at them is the same way I imagine that God be fussing at me. You'd be like, when I tell them, look, if you would just do what I said do from the beginning, then you wouldn't have to worry about me coming in and fussing. And God be like, I'm telling you the same thing. Daughter, if you would just do what I told you to do, then you wouldn't have these problems that you're having. You wouldn't face these challenges and obstacles that you're facing. You wouldn't even have to go down that route if you would just do what you're supposed to do. Get in your assignment. Like that song that everybody be singing on TikTok or Instagram. Like, I don't even know how it go because I haven't heard the whole song. I just be hearing like clips. I understood the assignment. Like, it's more than just understanding the assignment. Like, I'm trying to complete the assignment. And in order for me to complete the assignment and understand the assignment, I have to be in it. Like, I have to know what the assignment is and then be present in that in order for me to understand what I'm supposed to be doing and then to execute it and complete it. So the same way that I go in on my kids, I'm pretty sure the Lord low-key be going in on me. Like, he gets frustrated with me. Because it's like, daughter, I have so much for you. There is so much to be done through you. There are places that I want you to be in. There are spaces that your name, there are rooms that your name needs to be in. But you gotta get in your assignment. You gotta get in your assignment. And in order for me to even get to that space, I have to say yes. Okay, God, my way is not working. And I realize that me saying yes does not mean that, like, God ain't, this is not Cinderella. Like, God is not a fairy godmother. So I realized that me saying yes means that it's going to take some intentionality on my part. It's going to take me being laser focused, like, it's going to take me not letting the distractions take me off course. Because distractions are going to come. That's why it's called a distraction. It is to throw you off of what you're supposed to be focused on. And not all distractions are bad. Not all of them are of the devil. But if there is something that you need to be focused on, a distraction, it's like, a distraction is is like an out the way path. It's like, if I'm going from point A to point B, but there is a kind of like a roundabout over here that distracts. Like, if I'm at point A and then I drive, and then all of a sudden I take this right turn and go all the way around, I might still get to point B, but do you know how much time I wasted? Like, how much time, like, when I could have just went straight and gotten there, I went over here and did whatever I was doing over on the side, and then I got to, like, I just wasted time. And sometimes a distraction can be that. It can be a waste of your time. And I don't want to waste any more time. And that is from anything. I don't want to waste any more time in my spiritual walk. I don't want to waste any more time in my home life. I don't want to waste any more time in my relationships. I don't want to waste any more time in business. I don't want to waste any more time. Like, I'm trying to reclaim the time that I already lost because I was not where I was supposed to be when I was supposed to be there. And so I don't want anyone else to miss out on God because I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So that is really all I have for tonight. This was great. I really enjoyed doing this one. It was nerve-wracking at first. I didn't know whether I was gonna make a video and post this, but then I was like, you know what, I have Anchor, I think I'll start out this way, and then, you know, go from there. And if the Lord says, all right, you know, put your face out there, then I will put my face out there. But for now, I really enjoyed doing this podcast. With all the ones that I've done before, I feel like this is probably the best one, just because it was so raw and so authentic. And that is what you're going to get from me on this platform. I feel like people need to people want that. They want authenticity. They want someone who's going to be raw and unapologetic. You know, like, I'm not out here to offend anyone, but if you do get offended by something that I say, you might want to check your posts. Because I'm not here to step on anyone's toes. That is never my intention. But I'm not going to compromise the things that I believe in to please anyone's egos because you think that someone doesn't have, you know, they don't have the freedom to be able to state what they believe, even if it's different from you. I mean, that is what makes this country great, is that we are all different. Why would you want to live in a country where everything is the same? Everybody thinks the same way. Like, people think that would be easy, Like, if you live in the, like, and don't get me wrong, because the Bible does say, how can two people walk together unless they are in agreement? So I get that. Like, you know, you have to be, in order for you to move along, you have to be walking parallel in the same direction. However, when you're talking about it as a whole, that doesn't necessarily mean that doesn't mean that I have to think like you. That that means that for us to accomplish a goal, yes, we have to be walking in the same direction. We have to be in agreement. We have to be parallel. Otherwise, you're going in one direction, I'm going in another direction. We're not going to get to the goal. So I think when applying that particular scripture, and I'm not a theologian, so I can't quote scriptures right off. I mean, as far as like where to find it, I can't quote it off the top, but Google is a great resource. You can always put that in and it will tell you exactly where that scripture is. But when you're talking about accomplishing something specifically, when you are, you know, talking about making things happen, when you're discussing movement, yes, in order for things to progress, people need to be in agreement. But that doesn't mean that I have to, you know, like, it's just, I just think that our differences, like, is what make this country great, is that we're not all the same. We don't all think the same. And it makes for great conversation when you can have a dialogue with someone that has a different perspective than you, because then you can go back and you can say, hey, you know what? I never thought of it like that. Let me think about, like, right now, I don't necessarily agree with what you're saying. However, let me take that with me. Let me chew on it a little bit. Let me process it and then come back to you with, you know, like, my thoughts about it. I will agree later, or maybe I won't, and we can just agree to disagree, and then we can move on from it. So, I hope that when you listen to this, that you truly do hear my heart, because my heart was out here. It was out here on the line, baby. It was out here tonight, you guys. So, my goal for right now is to do this 2 times a week, with the hopes that I will be able to increase it more and more as I see this growing. And then eventually I want to be able to structure it with different segments. But today, I just wanted to, you know, put this out here. It's your girl B. I'm here just to give you my heart. So until we meet again, may the Lord watch over you and I. In Jesus' name, amen.